Around the country, nearly 6,000 teenagers die each year in alcohol-related car accidents. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Catherine Barron profiles a high school program that forces students to confront the consequences of drunk driving.
The countdown to graduation is underway at Jefferson High School in Daly City. But before the party starts, students at this suburban Bay Area high school are getting a dramatic peek into the future of how that day might end if they drink and drive. Ike Elliott, who normally works for the City Parks Department, is today playing the role of the Grim Reaper. Elliott is tall and imposing, with his booming voice, black robe and hood, and long wooden staff. Without warning, he walks into Ramona Vi's trigonometry class, calls out her name, and leads her away.
Ramona Vi, please come with me now.
Elliott will do this throughout the day, removing students and teachers, all of them pre-selected. It's part of a nationwide program called Every 15 Minutes. When the program began in 1992, that's about how often someone died in an alcohol-related traffic accident. Since then, it's been cut in half. Without breaking character, Elliott escorts the students to the school dance studio, where they're made up by a mortician to look like the walking dead.
Ramona?
Would you like to bleed from somewhere? Okay. And where would you like to bleed from?
All right. Ready?
Okay, now, hold on. Look up.
Initially, the mood is lighthearted, but the atmosphere changes later that morning. Juniors and seniors are called out to an assembly on the football field. As they take their seats in the bleachers, a loudspeaker plays a tape.
There's an accident at Jefferson High School.
Can you give me the exact location?
It's on the football field at Jefferson High School.
Okay,
please,
the football field
hurry.
At Jefferson High. How many vehicles
There's
involved?
There's two cars. Two vehicles crashed.
Are there any injuries?
On the grass in front of them, a huge tarp covers an indistinguishable object. It's pulled off to reveal a gruesomely realistic car wreck, with one student made up to look dead, sprawled on the hood of the car, and three others injured.
For an update, we have a two-car collision. Appears to be three to four patients involved. It's a head-on collision. We're going to need extrication.
Every 15 minutes exposes students to all the consequences of drunken driving, including what happens when the police get involved.
At this point, Bruce, you're going to be placed under arrest for driving under the influence of alcohol with an accident, causing an accident with injury. Do you understand that?
Students know it was all staged, but afterward, some said it felt very real. These two juniors say it could have been one of them.
Because on Saturday, my friend had a couple of drinks and he was driving. But now it makes me think twice about who I get into the car with.
Were you in the car with him?
Yes, I was. He was driving my friend's car while he had like one or two drinks, but still.
Were you in the car?
Yeah, I was in the car. And I was the only one with the driver's license and he would have let me drive.
Well, now, what prompted you to get in the car?
That was the only ride we had back home.
The program runs for 2 days and includes a mock funeral for the students killed in the accident. Daly City Police estimate it costs about $15,000 and the combined effort of dozens of agencies to produce the program here. But despite all the effort and expense, Daly City Police Sergeant Ron Mussman says there is no statistical research to prove it has a lasting impact.
We would hope that it helps 1, 2, 10, 15 people, the more the better, but any way to specifically tell whether this helps, I don't know of any way.
Other organizations that do similar work, such as Mothers Against Drunk Driving and the Washington, D.C.-based Community of Concern, say they wish every 15 minutes would put more emphasis on abstinence. Mimi Flurry, founder of Community of Concern, says the bottom line is that teenagers shouldn't be drinking at all.
Drinking is not a rite of passage, and it is not a good idea to teach your kids to drink responsibly because that's an oxymoron.
But school officials say that's not reality, and the purpose of this program is to do whatever it takes to keep students alive. For NPR, I'm Catherine Barron in Daly City, California.